The Trump administration must offer reinstatement to the probationary workers who were fired across multiple federal agencies. He said the firings didn't follow federal law. Rehiring those workers, though, will be a problem, as Jake Rosen reports.
That offer is obviously complicated because a lot of these people have turned in their government devices. There are no offices for a lot of these people to go to, especially in the case of some of these groups who have had their offices shut down or who were told to not go to work.
President Trump's envoy is in Moscow for meetings on the Ukraine ceasefire deal. Russian President Putin said today he has serious questions about it. President Trump said he's ready to discuss.
We have to get this war over with, and you'll be back to a normal, much more normal life. And maybe we're close. We're getting words that things are going okay in Russia. And it doesn't mean anything until we hear what the final outcome is.
There have been nearly 100 arrests outside Trump Tower in New York as Jewish protesters demand the release of a pro-Palestinian activist who led demonstrations at Columbia University. Stacey Lynn reports.
They're demanding the release of Mahmoud Khalil, the Palestinian activist detained by ICE over the weekend despite having a green card. Hundreds of demonstrators from Jewish Voice for Peace packed the building's lobby, chanting while holding signs that read, "Free Mahmoud, Free Palestine, Fight Nazis, Not Students, and You Can't Deport a Movement." Khalil's being held in Louisiana. The government just formalized its request for a change of venue. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
There is an impasse over a Republican spending plan as a shutdown looms. Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
I'm not sure how long the Democrat leader thinks we should drag out the funding process for fiscal year 2025. Until fiscal year 2026, beyond.
But Caitlin Huey Burns reports for the Democrats it's complicated.
Something that is really fueling some Democrats right now is that their base of support is very angry that they don't have much leverage for legislating at all in this Trump era. So do they try to use this as a point to get some of what they want?
President Trump threatened more tariffs today, this time on wine and champagne from France and other EU countries. In the meantime, Canadian officials are in the U.S. for talks on tamping down the trade war. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch.
If there is an agreement to be made and they come out of this happier and potentially with a better trade relationship, that could set the tone for negotiations that the president could have with other countries like the EU.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A memorial is growing at 16th and Taylor in Racine following a high-speed collision that has now resulted in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Homicide charges are now likely for the death of Tyrena Scales. Police say the crash happened when Salvador Coronado's Camaro struck a vehicle carrying five teenagers while being pursued by police. The body found in Lake Michigan near Kenosha's Eichelman Park has been identified as 18-year-old Kyla Sobchak. She'd been missing since December 17th. Kenosha police say they're investigating. A Burlington woman has been charged with a felony for allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. The incident led to an extensive search operation. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is now being held on a $20,000 bond. Big issues were debated last night. Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel talked about crucial issues including abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The April 1st election, just 3 weeks away, will determine the court's ideological balance. And the Racine County Eye has a new feature explaining zoning regulations. They make it interesting, and you'll learn how Mount Pleasant allocates what they've got. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks, the Badgers, and more. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big day for basketball. Wisconsin taking on Northwestern at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Max Kleisman, who missed the last three games with an ankle injury, asked if he was ready for today's tournament matchup.
Oh, yeah. Feeling good. Going to play.
We'll have a recap after the game later this afternoon. Earlier today was Oregon over Indiana, 72-59. Oregon has now won 8 in a row and advanced to take on Michigan State tomorrow. In the Big East, it's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden. Tonight, a big game for the Milwaukee Bucks as they host the Lakers. But LeBron James has returned to L.A. to get more treatments for a left groin injury and will not be playing tonight. NFL running back A.J. Dillon excited to be joining Philly in free agency, tweeting, "Fly, Eagles, fly." Dillon leaving the Packers in free agency on a one-year deal with the Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through. Some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Diane Carlson, the executive director of the Racine Arts Council. Always has terrific ideas of things in our community that's going on. What do you have for us today, Diane?
Artist Gallery. Artist Gallery of Racine is known as a gallery of artists managed by artists. It's been going strong in downtown Racine for years, if not decades.
Okay.
They're open on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 to 5. They always offer amazing original artwork at incredible prices. But included in the current featured works is the annual high school art exhibition. This exhibit showcases the talents of RUSD students from Horlick, Case, and Park High Schools. There are just a few more chances to check out the special feature. It has a closing reception on Sunday afternoon, March 23rd from 1 to 3. So 2 more weeks.
Okay.
Artist Gallery info is on their Facebook page. Artists Gallery in Racine.
Artists Gallery in Racine.
You got it.
All right, that's Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness. You. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
From Radio Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
Traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they throw. Papa would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21, rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, also home to the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9. Tomorrow morning, he's going to chat with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He'll have some movie news and this weekend's new movie releases. Plus, Mike Clemens joins him to discuss the week in sports. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show. Tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011. And we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. paid for by Economic Equity Now.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Say it.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Have you done your spring cleaning yet? Adults claim they are too busy to clean their home. In a survey, a third of adults struggle to find time for housework. Only half of adults polled set a time each week to clean their home, while only 3 in 10 managed to squeeze in a few chores on the weekends.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time.
is WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a Racine County connection to the case of that Oak Creek girl that went missing and was found. A Burlington woman has been charged with interfering with child custody after allegedly hiding her 13-year-old daughter from the child's father for 6 days. It led to an extensive search operation in Oak Creek and across the area. 36-year-old Louisa Asala is being charged with a felony and being held on a $20,000 bond. In the debate last night, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel clashed over crucial issues. Those included abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The two judges are vying for a seat that will determine the court's ideological balance. Other big topics covered included redistricting and collective bargaining rights. The April 1st election is just 3 weeks away. The body of a missing 18-year-old from Kenosha was found in the lake Sunday. The Kenosha County Medical Examiner says Kayla Sobchak was found. She'd been missing since December 17th. Police say they're investigating what happened. Most people zone out when talking about zoning regulations. In an effort to clear things up and bring understanding, the Racine County Eye has a new feature up. Read all about how the Village of Mount Pleasant allocates land, which determines what can be built and where. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through. Some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. It. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. And he says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song about a man waiting till midnight to meet his girl for a romantic rendezvous. It's not clear if he's doing it at that hour to stay undetected or if it's just more romantic that way. From 1965, it's Wilson Pickett in the midnight hour on WRJN.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers. Mike is on every hour weekdays. And, of course, you can see that entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com.
All the leaves are bright.
Local news, timeless hits, and of course, Racine Raiders football on WRJN. We're proud to announce we've renewed our partnership with the Raiders. So now you can hear their games for the 2025 season right here on the radio. All the home games, all the away games. We're going to be posting the entire schedule at WRJN.com, and we'll keep up to date with team news right here. First game coming up in May.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? What if you could create more impact in every decision? What if you had a partner as visionary as you are? With Bank of America, you get access to our trusted experts, real-time insights, and digital tools. So whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, you're backed by business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Watch it ring and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleep.
It's the Monkees on WRJN. By the way, Mike Stoller was born on this date in 1933. Mike Stoller was a famous songwriter and producer, and he produced for Elvis Presley, Buddy Holly, and yes, the Monkees. For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn.
Dawn, no way, I'm no good for you.
Oh, Dawn.
Understood.